Hello, this is Dr. Eugenia Goldschmidt, sitting in to report on Ricardo Rojas, date of birth 123-1958, date of procedure May 31st, 2024. Physician is Dr. Eugenia Goldschmidt, referring physician. Is Dulcia Hernandez Santana? Procedure performed is esophagogastroduodenoscopy with cold biopsies and colonoscopy with cold biopsy polypectomy, comma, cold snare polypectomy, comma, hot snare polypectomy, comma, hemoclub deployment times one, and tattoo placement. Indication is weight loss, comma, heartburn, comma, colorectal cancer screening, comma, history of diverticulitis with abscess. Description of procedure. Informed consent with obtained period, possible complications of the procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reaction, as well as the possibility of missing a lesion, such as magnesium, all explains the patient. The patient is brought to the endoscopy suite, placed in left lateral position, staged for anesthesia service with monitored anesthesia care. A well lubricated Olympus video gas scope is introduced into esophagus and advanced into direct vision. To the second portion of the duodenum period. Careful examination is made of the duodenal bulb, second portion of the duodenum stomach, G-junction, and esophagus. A retroflex view is obtained of the cardia. Air resection from the stem before withdrawal scope. The patient tolerated the patient was then turned around in the left lateral position. Visual rectal exam was performed. A well-lubricated Olympus video colonoscope was introduced into rectum and a man's indirect vision to the cecum, which was identified by the presence of the penicillar orifice, common ileocecal valve, and confluence of the folds. Period. Careful examination made of the cecum, ileocecal valve, ascending colon, hepatic flexure, transverse colon, splenic flexure, descending colon, sigma colon, and the rectum, period. A retroflex view is obtained at the rectum, period. Boston bowel prep score was graded as a 7, 2-3-2. Comma, good prep. The patient's had procedure well without any complications. Please go back to the area where we talked about the presence of appendiceal orifice, ileocecal valve, and confluence of folds, period. Add the terminal ileum was intubated and evaluated, comma, last 5 centimeters. Now, findings. At upper endoscopy, the proximal metasophagus appeared unremarkable. Next line, the Z line was mildly irregular at 41 centimeters. From the bite block with evidence of LA grade C ulcerative esophagitis, comma, biopsies were obtained for further evaluation and histology. Next line, there was a 3-centimeter sliding hiatal hernia. Next line, there was evidence of gastric erythema that was patchy. Comma, biopsies were obtained in the antrum body for histology and cerulide H. pylori. Next line. The duodenum appeared unremarkable to Z2 portion. Comma, biopsies were obtained to rule out celiac disease. Comma, the major papilla appeared unremarkable. Next line, at colonoscopy. Next line, terminal ileum, comma, last 5 centimeters appeared unremarkable. Next line, the Boston bowel prep score is graded as 7, comma, 2-3-2, comma, good prep overall. Next line, there was a diminutive sigmoid colon sessile polyp removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, there was approximately 10 millimeter splenic flexure sessile polyp removed cold snare polypectomy. Next line. There were 2 ascending colon diminutive polyps removed cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line. At approximately, at 20 centimeters from the anal verge, there was evidence of a 2-centimeter erythematous pedunculated polyp removed with hot snare polypectomy. In total, a hemoclip was deployed over the defect with good hemostasis noted, and a tattoo was placed along the same fold for easy identification. Next line, there was a diminutive rectal sessile polyp removed cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, there was evidence of left-sided diverticulosis coli that was mild. Next line, there was evidence of grade 1 internal hemorrhoids noted on retroflexion that were non-bleeding. Next line, plan follow-up biopsy pathology. Next line, recommend PPI BID for 8 weeks and daily following. Next line, would recommend repeat EGD in 3 months for reevaluation of LA grade C ulcerative esophagitis. Next line, recommend repeat flexible sigmoidoscopy in 6 months to reevaluate polypectomy site at 20 centimeters. Next line. Patient's note of blood in the stool would recommend PILCAM for further evaluation. Next line. Avoid NSAIDs and anti-reflux precautions are explained. Next line. Follow-up analysis per review.